CBS's Nancy Cordes says groups that rely on that aid are worried and confused.
You've got Republican and Democratic senators alike saying that they are being bombarded with phone calls from panicked organizations in their states who are trying to figure out if their federal funding is about to be cut off, and if so, for how long.
President Trump has signed an executive order restricting gender transitions for people under 19. He says medical professionals are maiming and sterilizing a growing number of impressionable children, and it must end, he says. A day before his first of two confirmation hearings, Health Secretary nominee Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is being blasted by his cousin Caroline Kennedy.
I've known Bobby my whole life. We grew up together. It's no surprise that he keeps birds of prey as pets, because Bobby himself is a predator.
There are more immigration raids today. In Indiana, Republican Governor Mike Braun promised to support Trump's immigration crackdown.
Indiana is going to be a state that is going to help get people that came in here illegally and then committed crimes and are dangerous back out of the country.
ICE will use Buckley Space Force Base in Colorado to process migrants. The military says it will not be involved in that operation. Oklahoma's Board of Education is getting in line with Trump's immigration policies.
State School Superintendent Ryan Walters has ordered Oklahoma schools to require proof of a child's citizenship or immigration status. Immigration lawyer Lorena Rivas says her clients are worried.
I've been reminding them that their children, whether they're documented or undocumented, have a right to education here established by the Supreme Court.
The proposed law wouldn't stop students without legal status from attending schools, but would require districts to keep records. Brad Gibson for CBS News, Tulsa.
CBS's Tracy Wolf reports there's new research on what contributed to the Los Angeles area wildfires.
New analysis by a team of 32 researchers from the United States and Europe has found that the hot, dry, and windy conditions of the LA wildfires were made 35% more likely due to human-caused climate change.
Egg prices are expected to rise another 20% this year. Rhonda Self owns a diner in North Carolina.
We had to go up on the prices because the eggs have went crazy high on us, so we have to charge you a little bit more. And most of the time the customer says, that's okay.
And there's late word, President Trump is now offering buyouts to all federal workers. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
They're trading high fives in China over the success of the artificial intelligence startup DeepSeek. Here's CBS's Vicky Barker.
On the streets of the Chinese capital, Beijing, morale is high over the Chinese startup that sent technology stocks so low on global markets. I feel quite proud, says 24-year-old Leo Li, a student. Our AI research has become a global sensation. 38-year-old Chen Jinao says she's proud to see how well DeepSeek is doing abroad, and she's hopeful there's lots more like that to come. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
The NTSB is now investigating a United Airlines flight during which dozens of passengers and crew were injured Friday. That flight from Nigeria to Washington, D.C. was over the Ivory Coast when there was what United called a sudden aircraft movement. It's not clear what caused the movement. The flight returned to Nigeria so the injured could be treated. Six people had to be hospitalized after that incident. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and breezy tonight with lows in the low 30s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high to the upper 30s. And sun continues for Thursday, near 50 for a high. Some rain and snow possible Friday, high upper 30s. It's 46 right now.
WRJ. imagine me and you. I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
It's good to see the Turtles will be back at the Wisconsin State Fair next August with their Happy Together tour. Hopefully we'll score some tickets to pass on to you. Keep listening for details on that. Here on your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Just after 6 o'clock, Chris Morrow, Mark and Time until high school basketball on at 6:30.
Baby, try to find. Practice Dirtament. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Sam and Dave on WRJN, your home for local news and timeless hits. Racine Lutheran at St. Catharines, pregame for the basketball game at 6:30 coming up here this evening. Tip off right around 7 on WRJN.
Okay, so you're heartbroken. You sit around hoping, crying, crying. You say you even thinking about time? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, maybe cruel. Oh, heaven on earth.
They say it makes you wise to break the rule. Oh, little girl, in that case, I don't want no part. I do believe that that would only break my heart. Oh, but if you feel like loving me, then you got the notion. I set them that emotion. Say, if you feel like giving me a lifetime of devotion.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, So Smooth. It's Smokey Bill Robinson. I second that emotion, and I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're here as we roll on through another windy night. Man, these winds have got to lighten up sometime, but they're going to keep on blowing for a while this evening, slowly getting down to under 20 miles per hour for late tonight and for tomorrow. Mild temperatures, though, can't beat that. Basketball coming up. Yeah, we've got high school basketball. Racine Lutheran at St. Catharines, 6:30. Is our pregame with Dick Graceffa. They should tip off right about 7.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Fabric Talk. Hello, my love. I am your living room carpet. I see everything. I feel everything. After a while, I smell like everything, including Sir Pickles, who you snuggle with while binging that dating show you can't stop watching. So, how about we freshen things up with Febreze Fabric Spray? Oh, and a big spray for my pals, couch and ottoman. Ah, yes, refreshing.
Breathe happy, Febreze. La, 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 la.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
He went away, and you hung around, and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back, and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I
true. Look out now, 'cause he's coming after you.
From the Angels, not the St. Catharines Angels. They're standing by to play basketball at 7 o'clock. Pre-game is Racine Lutheran takes on St. Catharines coming up here in just a few minutes at 6:30 on WRJN. Dick Graceffa has the game tonight.
Children behave. That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play.
WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Thank you.
listening to a special sports presentation on WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. It's time for high school sports with Racine sportscaster Dick Graceffa. All season long, we're covering the best prep games here on WRJN. Now let's head out to the game and Dick Graceffa.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our bonus coverage once again on WRJN. We're live from the McGuire Gymnasium, Bob Letch floor, here at the home of the St. Catharines Angels. In our JV1 contest, the Racine Lutheran Crusaders are up 65-33 here over the Angels on this Tuesday. Warm, very warm Tuesday. Almost hit 50 degrees today. Crusaders, they have the ball now here to start our bonus coverage. Out on the wing, number three. He kicks it over to Emilian Hatchett on the wing, who gets it over to his teammate, Henry Nierman. He puts up a shot. That one no good. Rebound to the Angels. They bring it up the floor now. Pushing it up the floor was Armand Reed. He puts in a basket of his own, 65-35, 9:44 and counting here in this JV contest. As a reminder, we'll be bringing you our regular pregame programming as well as our varsity contest here following the completion of this one for our bonus coverage here tonight. Racine Lutheran dribbling it all around and they get called for an offensive foul. That was on 22, Nierman. Ball will go back to the Angels. 9:25 and counting, 65-35 is our score. Ball will go back to the Angels. Inbounding it now for them is Strazewski. He finds Reed. Reed now bringing it up, looking to go past the Crusader defender through traffic. He puts up a shot out of his own. That one's good. Armand Reed, two-point basket. Crusaders now with the ball. It's Hatchett. He's bringing it up. He kicks it over to Bryant. Bryant now on the drive. Kicks it back to Hatchett. Puts up a three. In and out, no good. Rebounded the Angels. Reed pushing it up the floor. Gets it over to Peterson. And gets it inside to Jason Javon Vincent, excuse me, he puts up a shot. That one's good. 65-39, 8:45 to go here in this second half of action from the McGuire Gymnasium. Reed on the steal for the Angels. Puts up a shot. That one's good. 65-41. Angels attempting to make a comeback here in that 30-point score. Crusaders now on the drive. He's fouled. On the drive for them was Hatchett. He was looking for a teammate but couldn't find one, so he drove to the basket and was fouled on his way there. Inbounding now the Crusaders with the ball. Trenton Bryant puts up a three. That one's in and out, no good. Rebound stays with the Crusaders on the drive over to 35. He kicks it over to 21, puts up a three, good. Emilian Hatchett, a long three-pointer. 68-41 remains our score. 8 minutes to count. St. Cats now stolen away by the Crusaders. They put up a shot and is fouled in the act of shooting. Emilian Hatchett stole the ball away from the St. Catharines Angels. They didn't seem to be paying attention bringing up the ball. He put up a shot, got his own rebound, and was fouled on the second one. He'll be at the line for two shots now. Appears to be bleeding, so he'll have to go get that taken care of. Once again, you're listening to high school basketball on DG Sports. We're coming to you live tonight from the John F. McGuire Gymnasium, Bob Letch floor, home of the St. Catharines Angels on this Tuesday night. Some good matchups across the state, including this big matchup here in the Metro Classic Conference between the Racine Lutheran Crusaders and the St. Catharines Angels. Depending on how this one plays out, it could have huge implications for that conference title. Million Hatchett puts up his first free throw and is good. 69-41 our score. 7:57 to go here in the second half of action. Hatchett now puts up his second one. Nothing but net. That's good. Back into the Crusaders is number four. Number one, Chase Hunley. St. Catharines now on the inbound. Reed with the ball. Bringing it up the floor. Guarded by the Crusaders. Puts up a shot. Good. 43-70 is our score. 7:45 to go here. Crusaders now with the ball. Bringing it up the floor. He's on the wing. Kicks it over to the other wing. It's 30 with it. Pump fake. Dribbles it towards the basket. Gets it into the corner here. Right below us. Over to Hunley, who gets it back to 30. Unfortunately, we do not have all the numbers and names for Racine Lutheran. 35 put up a shot. That one was no good. Rebounded by the Angels. He was fouled instantly by 35. A little bit of frustration, you could say, for that missed shot. We have almost a 30-point score here. 27 points is the difference. St. Catharines now bringing up the ball. 7:20 to go. We're nearing that running clock point here. Reed now puts up a shot of his own for the Angels and is good. Armand Reed makes it 45-70. 7 minutes to go here in this JV1 bonus coverage contest for you tonight. Crusaders now at the ball. And they'll take a timeout. It'll be a 30-second timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on DG Sports. Crusaders Athletic Director Steve Schaefer just walking through the doors here of the McGuire Gymnasium. He's also the girls basketball coach over at Racine Lutheran. They have struggled at times this year, but they're really starting to turn things around with a very young group that they do have. So, we just broke 7 minutes to go. 6:59 here. Second half of action. 70-45 is our score. Crusaders start to finish here tonight have been commanding lead. I think the closest it was 15 at one point. Otherwise, it's been nothing but Crusaders dominance. Crusaders inbounded it now over to Hunley, and he passes it to Andrew Schuler, where it's knocked out of bounds by the Angels. Crusaders will retain possession. Back into the game for the Angels is number 10, Luckfield. Crusaders now on the inbound, 30 over to number 2, Bryant. Bryant now on the drive of his own. Left-handed shot, no good. Off the rim. Rebound of the Crusaders for a corner three. Good. That shot was good from the corner. Andrew Schuler makes it 73-45, 6:30 to go here. Angels now bringing it up. Reed with a very sloppy pass over to Luckfield. And that one goes off his hands, out of bounds, back to the Crusaders. If they score 2 points here, we'll hit that. Oh, we're only at 30, so we still got 13 more points to go before we get that running clock. 6:29 to go here. Crusaders now on the ball. Bringing it up. Corner three by Bryant. That one's good. 76-45 makes it a 31-point game. Now bringing it up for the Angels is Vincent. He kicks it over to his teammate, number five in the corner, Berryman. He fumbles it, bumbles it, and it's stolen away. Taken for 2 points by the Crusaders. Andrew Schuler once again on the basket. 78-45 is our score here. 5:55 to go. Bringing it up for the Angels now is Armon Reed. He dribbles it off his own knee. No, they said a Crusader tipped it away. So the possession will retain with the Angels. Once again, we're very excited for tonight's contest. Very heavily regarded varsity matchup with a lot of eyes looking to see the outcome of that one. Angels now, Vincent with a three of his own. That one's no good. Rebound to the Crusaders. Bringing it up for the Crusaders, Hundley. Passes midcourt now. Looks to find somebody on the corner. He does. That's Bryant. Long three. In and out. No good. Rebound originally to the Crusaders. Stolen away by the Angels. They're having troubles bringing it up, but they do. Into the corner now for them. Number four, Janeu. And he sinks a three of his own. Makes it back to a 30-point game here. 78-48 with 5 minutes to go. Crusaders walk up, instantly shoot a three. That one's no good off the front iron. Rebound to the Angels. Armon Reed bringing it up, but he gets it stolen away. Crusaders now with the dribble drive. Bodies are flying everywhere here on the Bob Letch floor at the McGuire Gymnasium. Driving to the basket for the Crusaders was 35. He put up a shot and was fouled in the act. Looks like he got hurt there a little bit. A little shaken up, trying to shoot the ball. His glasses may have scraped down on his face as he was in the act of shooting. But he'll get two free throws here. 4:45 to go in our bonus coverage. Everybody but our shooter number 35 is subbing in and out for the Crusaders. Back into the game for the Angels, Strzuski and Sewell. Again, 30-point game. This one got away early from the Angels. He puts up his second free throw. That one's no good. Rebound to Sewell. He kicks it over to Strzuski. Tries to find somebody inside. Nobody home. Stolen away by the Crusaders. Now on the drive for them. It was Hatchett. He puts up a shot. No good. Rebound to the Angels. Reed now with the drive down the floor. Kicks it out to his teammate. He puts up a shot. That one's no good. Rebound to the Angels. Puts up a shot of his own. No good. Strzuski now. Rebound. Put up a shot. No good. Angels getting a lot of opportunities on the offensive end of the floor. Rebound after rebound after rebound. Finally fouled in the act of shooting was Josiah Berryman. He'll go to the line at the 4:11 mark here. Putting up his first free throw. That one's no good. Into the game now for the Crusaders. Henry Nierman returns to this one. Again at the line, Josiah Berryman for the Angels. Puts up his second free throw. That one all iron, no good. Crusaders with the ball now, bringing it up the floor. It's number three. He kicks it inside to Contreras. He puts up a shot. That one's good. 82-48. Crusaders still with that commanding lead over the home team, Angels. Angels now bringing it up the floor. Strzuski over to Janeu. He puts up a three. That one's no good. Crusaders another rebound. Stolen away now by Armon Reed of the Angels. He puts up a shot of his own. Rolls around the rim and sinks. 82-50, back to a 30-point game at the 3:30 mark here in this JV1 contest. Bringing it up the floor, the Crusaders now looks to get it inside. Kicks out to the corner, three, good. Henry Nierman from the corner. They ruled it a two, so it's 82-50 now. Just over 3 minutes to go here. Angels now bringing it up the floor. Armon Reed in the corner looks to be trapped, trying to find Strzuski, directing traffic of his own. Armon Reed with an isolation call now here, looking to get a pick. He finds it. Reed puts up a shot off the back iron, no good. Rebound to the Crusaders. They bring it up the floor now here. It's Kerjabel. He kicks it out to his teammate. Long three, good. Number three for the Crusaders with a long three. 85-50, a 35-point game here. 2.5 minutes to go before we bring you our pregame coverage and the varsity call. Dick will be on that call, as always. Strzuski now driving to the rim. Gets it poked away by the Crusader defense. And they're going to push it up the floor. 21 now over 212. He puts up a shot. That one is good. Andrew Schuler once again with a shot. 87-50 our score. 204 to go. Crusader is looking to get a timeout. Get some of their substitutes into the game. Strzuski passes it over to Armon Reed, who brings it up the floor for the Angels. Armon Reed now over to Sewell. That one's poked away by the Crusaders, but he was standing out of bounds. Possession will remain with the Angels. Interesting thing is some of these JV kids do suit up for that varsity team, so we did not see a lot of them here in the second half. They didn't need the extra help, though, as they're up by 37, including the tag team of Michael Pratt-Hassan and Makai Pratt-Hassan for the Crusaders. They did play in the first half of action for this JV team. Now putting up a shot for the Crusaders. That one's no good. Into the corner on a pass. Three on a drive. If he was an inch or two taller, it would have been a slam dunk, but he lays it in. 89-50. 39-point lead for the Crusaders. Armon Reed bringing it up again for the Angels. He kicks it over to Sewell, who gets it over to Janayu. He puts up a drive, stolen away again by the Crusader defense. They bring it down the floor, and stolen away by St. Cats. 35, a tough player for Racine Lutheran, getting in there, falling to the floor, fighting claw for claw for that loose ball. We get a held ball. Possession will remain with the Crusaders. 56 seconds to go. They inbound it now to 35. He gets it poked away. Kicks it out for the three. Fakes the shot. On the wing now, 30 with the three. No good. Shot was put up on the rebound by Andrew Schuler. He was fouled in the act of shooting. So one more free throw here, puts it in. We'll hit that 40 number. Not that it matters, as there's less than a minute to go here from the McGuire Gymnasium, Bob Letch floor. He puts up that free throw. So we hit that magical number, 40-point game. We won't see that in our varsity contest either way, whether it's the Angels or Racine Lutheran on top. We'll be nowhere near that running clock tonight. Crusaders put up the second free throw. That one's no good. Armon Reed now on the drive. Poking is the Crusader defense. Kind of playing around with the ball at the top of the three. Reed puts up a desperation shot. That one's no good. Rebound to the Crusaders. They're running down the floor. Puts up a shot and scores it. 92-50. That running clock will bring us all the way down. Final seconds of the game. Caleb Jaskolski at the line, putting up his first free throw. Good. So they convert the three-point play to make it 93-50, our final score here tonight in this JV1 contest. 43-point win for the Crusaders. Thank you for tuning into our bonus coverage. We'll be bringing you our normal pre-gaming moments away. Once again, you're listening to high school basketball on DG Sports.
Breyer Gym, much more. It's high school basketball on DG Sports. Tonight it's a Metro Classic conference game between the two local teams. The Lutheran Crusaders, 15-1 overall, 7-0 in conference, versus the St. Catharines Angels, 11-3 overall, 5-1 in conference. Hello again, everyone. Dick Graceff along with Dylan Dooley producing the broadcast. Lutheran defeated Prairie 60-44 in their last contest. St. Catharines defeated Dominican 79-65 in a game DG Sports covered. The Crusaders are led in scoring by Sam Petroff, 18 points per game, Justin Jones, 14 points per game, and Bryce Austin, 11 points per game. The Angels are led in scoring by Lamont Hamilton, 30 points per game, and A.C. Ward, 10 points per game. Racine Lutheran won the first meeting between these two teams, 75-72 in overtime at the Crusader Gym. Again, a game that DG Sports covered. My keys to the game, first for the Crusaders. Got to keep Petroff involved on all offensive sets. Team ball, playing team ball, don't get in a shootout. Play team ball and don't get in a shootout with the Angels. Give Hamilton his points and shut down the other four Angels. My keys to the game for the Angels, like always, continue to go through Hamilton on the offensive end, continue to grow on the defensive, allowing fewer points, and Ward must be active on both ends of the court for the Angels to have a chance of winning tonight. And with that, I'll turn it over back to Dylan Dooley for a moment to hear from our sponsors and patrons that are bringing you this highly competitive contest tonight.
Thanks, Dick. I'd like to take a moment to recognize our amazing sponsors and patrons who make it possible for us to bring you these games. These are some very special individuals and companies who share our passion for recognizing and supporting our student athletes, coaches, and community. Tonight's game is brought to you by Roma Lodge on Spring Street in Racine, Lings on Lathrop, Sicko and Convenience Store, Gordy Boucher Lincoln and West Dallas, Financial Service Group in Racine, Freighter and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, Docs on the Fox in Waterford, personal injury attorneys at Habish, Habish and Rotier, our patrons Chris Gorman, Gary Schoner, Bob Letch, Tim Owens, Jim Rammel, Jason Treitler, Ryan Thompson, Brian Polda, Mike Paczynski, Greg Owens, Johnson Park Golf Course in Racine, Casey Robbins, and Jason Atanasoff. I'm Dylan Dooley. You're listening to Dick Graceff, streaming coverage of high school basketball right here on DG Sports. Listen live or hear replay of the game anytime, anywhere at dgsports.mixler.com. You can follow us at dgsports.mixler.com or on the Mixler app to access the stream or to live chat with us during these games. You can also find us on X at Dick Graceff.
All right, thanks, Dylan. Let's meet the starters real quick before we hear from Travis Wilson from and have his Wiss Sports Minute for the week. First, for the Crusaders tonight, starting at forward, 6'2", sophomore Bryce Austin. Starting at guard, 5'11", junior Isaiah Cozy. Starting at guard, 6'1", sophomore Dion Brumby. Starting at forward, 6'4", junior Sam Petroff. And starting at forward, 6'2", senior Justin Jones. Your head coach, Justin Hollum. Now your starters for the Angels. Starting at guard, 5'8", sophomore Jaden Phillips. Starting at guard, 5'11", junior Lamont Hamilton. Starting at guard, 5'10", junior Eddie Vincent, junior. Starting at forward, 6'4", junior Richard Watson. And starting at forward, 6'3", junior A.C. Ward. Head coach of the Angels, Ryan Thompson. Now we'll take a moment to hear from Travis Wilson.
Over 85,000 student athletes participate in high school athletics in the state of Wisconsin every year. WSN, Wisconsin Sports Network, is an integrated publishing company with a focus on these student athletes, their communities, families, friends, fans, and coaches. Their website, wissports.net, is a terrific resource for high school sports. As a proud WSN media partner, we're happy to bring you this message from wissports.net manager Travis Wilson.
Finalists are announced for the WBCA Mr. Basketball Award, plus other hoops notes. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a wissports.net minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse and Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. The Wisconsin Basketball Coaches Association has announced its six finalists for the prestigious Mr. Basketball Award. This year's top group includes Amari Allen of Ashwaubenon, Jamarian Bateman of Milwaukee Academy of Science, Gavin Gores of Cumberland, Zach Kinziger of DePere, Xavion Mitchell of Oshkosh North, and Aaron Womack of Dominican. The winner of the Mr. Basketball Award will be announced at the state tournament, and the finalists for the Ms. Basketball Award will be released later this week. Going back to last week, there were some big performances around the state. In a rematch of last year's Division II state title game, Wisconsin Lutheran downed Pewaukee 71-53 in a boys' hoops game Thursday night. On Friday, Drew Doust of Southern Door moved into fourth place on the state's all-time scoring list with 40 points to go along with 10 rebounds, 8 assists, and 5 steals in a win over Oconto. The Southwestern boys team continued its strong recent play, defeating a pair of ranked Division V teams. First, it was a 67-58 win over ninth-ranked Abundant Life at Fiserv Forum on Thursday, before another impressive non-conference showing on Saturday with a game at second-ranked and previously undefeated North Crawford. In that one, Aiden Kelleher scored a game-high 18 points to lift Southwestern to an exciting 55-53 victory. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at wisports.net.
And thank you to Travis Wilson for that Wisports Minute. Our two preliminary games have concluded. The JV2 game was won by Racine Lutheran. We hadn't entered the building yet, but did find out they won handily. And the JV1 game, with the bonus coverage that Dylan provided, it was Racine Lutheran 93, St. Catharines 50. And as Dylan mentioned, we don't anticipate that happening here in this varsity contest tonight. Again, with a win by the Crusaders, they would take a two-game lead in the conference and probably pretty much have a stronghold on winning the conference title. With a win by St. Catharines, that would even it up with the Lutheran Crusaders. WRJN Racine. So we'll see how this one plays out. It was a thriller last time as the Crusaders won in overtime, but as Dylan and I had talked about, St. Catharines had that three-point lead with 8 seconds to go. Let Lutheran inbound the ball and go in for a layup, but unfortunately there was some physical play, and they called the foul. He converted the free throw, and that sent us to overtime, where Lutheran took care of business very handedly in the overtime. So we're about 5 minutes away from getting this one underway. Dylan, I'd say we're about